Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your missed call.
Hi, Jasmine. This is Nadine. I talked to you, I think like a week or so ago about my mom. She had qualified for Medicaid, and we were trying to find an agency to do the home waiver program through. Yeah. So I just wanted to, we had a little snafu with getting our hours, but it finally got cleared up yesterday, and we did get approved for the, yeah, we got approved for the 24 hours, actually, which I know is usually tough, but we have a tough situation, so that's why we got the approval. So I'm still working out one thing with, because she actually needs skilled care,
She
but
needs
we're
skilled
trying.
nursing.
She does.
Okay.
Do you guys have skilled nursing?
No skilled nursing.
Yeah, okay, I didn't think so. But I think we're trying to figure out if we're going to just do two family members or if we're going to like do half half with like someone that has skilled nursing. But I just wanted to, I had all my notes from when we talked before, but I just wanted to, now that we know for sure we have the 24-hour care, I just wanted to get the like official calculation. So
Yeah.
if like I did 112 hours a week, can you just tell me like what the weekly pay would be, the total? I know you had given me the
What county is
like
your mom in again?
Montgomery.
So Montgomery County, and you're going to be splitting your time with another caregiver. Anything after 40 is time and a half. So I can do, let me check the hour, let me check the hourly rate before overtime. Please hold. Rates at Montgomery County start at 12:50, and then, obviously anything over 40 is time and a half. But the coordinators are going to confirm with you once you guys have all your times in place so we can have a better idea who's doing what and how many hours is what.
Okay, because when I talked to you before, it was 1450 plus 2175 for the time and a half. So
Right.
is that
Well,
okay? You just
because we
said
didn't know.
12.
Right, because we didn't know
No.
exactly how many hours whose was doing what. So we do 1450 Montgomery County if it's
Okay.
less than 40 hours. If it's more than 40 hours, down to 1250. But the coordinators,
Okay.
yeah, that's what it is. So the
That's not
coordinate.
what. Okay, that's not what you said before, because you told me it was 2175 for the overtime, because it would be the 1450 plus time and a half. So we were doing a totally different calculation.
Now, on anything under 40 hours.
Okay, so there
But
was
I'm
no
gonna,
2175. Yeah, because
if you go over, yeah. If you go
but
over
it's
the
not if
40.
you're right. But then that it's not 2175 if you're dropping the base rate to 1250,
So like
then the time and a half changes.
let's say the caregiver, one caregiver does 56 hours. I can give you up to
Right.
$15 an hour.
Sure. No. I understand. I just wanted to double check with that because I thought that there was probably no way that you could get 2175 when the state doesn't even pay you
No,
that
they don't
much.
reimburse that. No.
No, right. That's why I didn't understand how like that calculation made any sense, because but that was what we talked about before, was that it was 1450 and 2175 for overtime, but that's not true. So it would be 1250, and then the overtime would be time and a half from the 1250, right?
No,
So that
from
would
the
be
40 hours, anything after 40 hours.
right, but the rate,
Right.
so right, so over 40 hours, it would be 1875, not
Correct.
2175. Okay,
And
gotcha.
that's depending if you only do 40. If you did a little, if you could go, if you did like 56, I can go up a little bit higher. I can do almost 1450 to 15. And again, I can't give you an exact amount because the times have, we have to coincide with the times. And how many times you, what times you're doing, how many hours is this next caregiver doing? So we, when we break up the overtime, everyone is on different, they all, you guys are all getting paid
Right. You
kind of the
average
same.
it out. No,
Yeah, you
that's
average
fine.
it
That
out.
was, yeah,
Right.
that was
I
what
could
I was
only
trying to
give you
figure
like a
out.
base for the county.
No, yeah, I understand. That was just what I wanted to figure out
So
because I was thinking after we talked, I was like,
minimum is
there's no way.
1250,
Like, how
but you can
can.
do higher.
Right. Yeah, but I was trying, I was like, how on earth could you pay the 2175? Because then you're not getting any money, like, you guys, the
Right.
agency.
Right.
And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, so I just wanted to clarify. We're still working out with our coordinator. He, it were his first case, so everything is taking forever because
Oh, yeah, he's
nothing.
learning.
Yeah, he's learning. Oh,
Yeah.
he's learning, and he's very sweet, but I'm like, okay, how about, how do we know how many skilled hours we got? And he's like, oh, I don't
Right.
know.
Because this is what's going to
So,
happen. Your PCA
yeah.
hours, meaning your waiver covers all the PCA personal care assistant. That's the time that you provide and help your mom at the home. Skilled
Right.
nursing, you can split that time up for a skilled nurse to come in and just provide the skilled nurse services without tapping into your PCA hours. So make sure that you're not tapping into your PCA hours because she
Well,
needs
so,
that care at home.
right. The problem is that, so we have like a nurse that comes already like once a week and wound care and all that. But my mom has, she has a PEG tube. So feeding her is through the PEG tube
Right.
and medicine is through the PEG tube. And she has a suprapubic catheter that needs to be flushed and all these different things. So the problem is that if we are going to split the time, like with me and a caregiver, like an agency caregiver, the agency caregiver, I mean, for the waiver program, because like the Medicaid agency caregiver won't be able to do anything because they
No,
can't do right. So,
they cannot flush out any of that, and they cannot any of
right. So,
but with under your
we need.
supervision, they can assist you.
Right. But if I'm there, I don't need them there. I need
Right.
somebody to supplement me. And basically, nobody can do anything unless it's a skilled care. It's a, like her
Yeah.
needs every 1 hour are skilled.
Yes,
So
yes.
that's where it's like a little confusing because I wasn't even thinking about that until I was like, wait a minute, like an aide from an agency can't do
Can't do it,
anything with my
right.
mom. So I think that they're, I guess somebody said, no, when you get approval for your hours, it should be broken up into like, okay, she needs 8 hours skilled, like a skilled, an agency that provides, not like our nurse from Penn, but like an agency provided nurse that's there for like 8 hours a day. You
Yep,
know what I
because
mean? It's
there
like
are,
a home
yeah, there
health
are
aide
agencies. Yep, there are
that
agencies that
offer
have
that.
nurses. Yes.
Yeah, so our I asked, I mean, every time I ask my guy a question, he's like, oh, let me check, and then gets back to me like 2 days later after he asks the supervisor.
No,
So
no,
I said,
no, yeah.
okay, did you get the division of skilled versus unskilled? Because if I'm the only caregiver and we got 24-hour care, I can only work 112 hours. We still need another person for 8 hours a day. And if they have to be skilled, I need to know if that was approved, and he's. So I'm still waiting for him to get back to me on that. So, and then if he gets back to me on that let's say we got the 8 hours skilled approved, then can we use two different agencies? Like, can I use you for me to
Yes.
get paid and then
Yes.
a skilled agency? Okay. And then last question, if we do end up having two home, like two family caregivers, the other person that it would be, she's not a citizen, but she does have her all the working papers. She has social security number. She has everything. She's like she's totally here legally, and she has her. It's like an ID card, but it says like can work anywhere. Like she can work anywhere in America, but her state ID card is from New York. So, and she doesn't want to switch her state ID card just because with like immigration, her lawyer was like,
It could be a
no, don't
problem.
switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's been living with me for 3 years. But like, so we were just going to get her a Pennsylvania ID card because we have,
Yeah,
she has mail.
non-drivers.
She has,
Yeah, non-drivers
no,
ID.
but she's, right. But then her lawyer was like, no, don't change your residency address because that might mess up everything
Oh,
with
yeah,
like
that
your
too.
immigration. So, do you need to have, like, would she need to have a Pennsylvania ID or,
Let me
like, is
ask that
that
question. That's a good question. Let
okay?
me ask that question
Thank
for you.
you.
Please
Thanks
hold.
so much. Okay.
She would have to get fingerprinted.
Okay, that's what I thought. And then the fingerprinting, so I told her that. I said, I think you can just get fingerprinted
Yeah, the
instead.
fingerprinting is and
And
then if she
then,
has 2 years proof of residency with you,
yes, I mean, we have like mail, you know, just like letters. She doesn't
like
pay
mail
bills
and
or
stuff like that.
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yep.
like just,
Something with
she
her
has like
name.
cards and Amazon packages and
Yep.
whatever.
Something with her
And
name on it.
yeah, it has her name and my address, like a canceled check. But the fingerprinting, just because I mentioned that to her and she, you know, asked her immigration lawyer and she said no, but she thought, I think she thought it was like immigration fingerprinting. The fingerprinting is just like criminal background check, right? Like it doesn't go, I think because of, I don't know what your politics are, but because of Trump,
It
everyone
doesn't
is
go any,
scared.
yeah, it doesn't go any further than that, but yeah, it's just
It's like
it's like a
a
registry to,
criminal.
yeah, a
Yeah, to make
background just to make
sure
sure
I tried to
she's clean.
explain. Yeah, I tried to explain to her. She's like, I was just fingerprinted in New York in February. I said, I know, I understand, but it's different. Like, you're in Pennsylvania, and she and I'm like, what if you committed a crime between February and now? Like, they have to make sure, you know, that you're that you didn't. But one of her friends, who was also here legally, got deported for. Because she, because whatever, because we have a crazy president. But so she's terrified of, like,
Yeah, I
you
don't
know, even
blame
though
her.
she's totally legal, she has, her friend had a social security card, everything. They said just because, like, 5 years ago, she went to Mexico and she came back into America through Mexico. She's not Mexican even. She's from Eastern Europe. They deported her.
Yeah,
I mean, she
it's
has
bad.
fully legal, fully here legally. And they deported her. So my woman that's been with me is legal, but she's terrified. She's like, I don't know if I can do the fingerprint. I said, I don't think it's gonna go to immigration or anything, but I understand why she's scared.
Yeah, it's a
So
fear.
I know it's it's crazy. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. We got threatened. My mom is from Syria, and 5 years ago we had to trip. She's been in America since 1956.
Oh,
And she's
wow.
like 80, you know, now she's 96 years old. We had to fly internationally, and they were like, oh, they're not going to let her back in. Her passport, American passport, says she was born in Syria. I was like, where is she going to
Oh,
go?
no.
I mean, and we did, you know, we did, we had to get global entry and have our, you know, Bob Casey, the senator, was like, we talked to him. He was like, put my number on speed dial in your phone if anything goes wrong. But I get it. Like, even us as American citizens, like, you know, it's
They're
crazy.
taking
So
us too, American citizens. Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm like, I get it. I totally understand your fear. It is warranted. I'm afraid, and I was born here. Like,
Me too. Me
so
too.
I know, right? Because we're, I mean, my dad was Palestinian. I mean, Jesus, we're not even allowed to say that without being
That's such a
terrorists at this
shame
point.
too. That's such
I
a
know.
shame.
It's
Everything's so bad right
crazy.
now. It's a
I
bad
know it's
world.
so bad, but yeah. So I just wanted to ask some questions for her sake because she now might
Absolutely.
just leave, even though she's been with us for 3 years, because she's scared
No,
to
just tell her that
have.
it's just for her background check to make sure that
Okay.
nothing pops up. That's all that is.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I also don't want to guide her incorrectly and have anything bad happen to her either. So,
And we also got
okay.
Spanish speaking a staff that can explain to her in details with HR why she would
Yeah,
need
she
it. Yeah.
actually, she's like Russian. She's not even
Oh, I thought she
Spanish.
was Spanish. Okay.
She's, you know, everyone's terrified. So,
I know it's
okay, cool.
horrible.
All right. So let me, once I get the information from my my Keystone First guy about the skilled, unskilled, and what's happening, if there's
And
any
you call me
division.
back. Yeah.
I'll
You
call you
call me
back.
back.
Yeah.
All right, Miss
Yep.
Nadine.
Okay.
Good luck with your mom, okay?
Okay.
And listen,
Thanks,
take it
Jasmine.
easy.
Yeah.
You're doing too
Yeah,
much.
right. Yeah,
Yeah.
right. I've been doing
Got a
this
lot
for
of
10 years.
responsibilities. I can hear it. Yeah.
Yeah,
But you
okay.
got
Well,
this. You
thanks so
got this,
much.
Nadine.
Thanks,
All
sweetheart.
right.
Okay,
You
I will
take
talk
care.
to you again soon. All right,
Bye-bye.
bye-bye.